Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, your friendly neighborhood guide to finding that inner calm amidst the chaos. You know, life can feel like a whirlwind sometimes, ups, downs, unexpected twists, and turns that leave us feeling tossed around like ragdolls. But what if I told you there's a superpower within each of us that can help us navigate these storms with grace? That superpower is forgiveness. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, here comes another preachy self-help spiel, hear me out. Forgiveness isn't about condoning hurtful actions or forgetting what happened. It's about releasing the grip that anger, resentment, and bitterness have on our hearts and minds so we can truly move forward. Ever felt like you were carrying around a backpack full of heavy rocks? That's what unforgiveness can feel like, dragging us down and preventing us from living our best lives. So how do we unlock this power within? Let's break it down, friends. First up, recognize that holding on to anger is hurting you more than anyone else. I know, easier said than done, right? But think about it. When you stew in resentment, it's like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. You're the one who suffers. Forgiveness isn't about them, it's about reclaiming your peace. Secondly, understand that forgiveness is a process, not a switch you flip overnight. It takes time, patience, and often, some serious soul searching. Be kind to yourself throughout this journey. It's okay to have ups and downs, moments of anger, or even doubt. Just keep coming back to the intention of letting go. Thirdly, remember that forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting. Sometimes, acknowledging what happened is crucial for healing. Writing down your feelings in a journal, talking to a trusted friend, or even seeking professional guidance can be incredibly helpful. Next up, try practicing empathy. I know this one can be tough, especially when someone has really hurt you. But putting yourself in their shoes, trying to understand their motivations, even if you don't condone their actions, can sometimes soften the edges of your anger. Remember, we all make mistakes, and everyone is fighting their own battles. Finally, focus on the benefits of forgiveness. Think about how lighter you'll feel, how much more energy you'll have to invest in things that truly matter, and how much happier you'll be when you release the burden of anger. Picture this. You're walking down a bustling street, and suddenly, someone bumps into you, spilling your coffee all over your favorite shirt. You feel that initial surge of frustration, anger bubbling up inside you. But instead of letting it take over, you take a deep breath, remember these tips, and choose to forgive. You smile at the person, apologize for their trouble, and walk on, knowing that holding on to that anger would only weigh you down. That's the power of forgiveness. It doesn't erase the past, but it gives us the freedom to choose how we respond to it, ultimately allowing us to move forward with grace, compassion, and a lighter heart. So my friends, remember this. Forgiveness isn't weakness, it's strength. It takes courage to let go of anger and resentment, but the rewards are immeasurable. Start practicing forgiveness today, in small ways, big ways, and watch your life transform. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could use a little dose of inner calm. And if you have any stories about overcoming challenges through forgiveness, I'd love to hear them. Leave a comment on our website or join the conversation on social media. Until next time, stay calm, stay strong, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.